It was the 1950s, and chain gangs existed all through the southern states. You read about them in the papers, but few people understood or wanted to just what went on inside those gangs. Only when a scandal like the one involving the Cummins prison farm could make people realize that there really was places like that. They had dug up bodies for 3 weeks, convicts that had been killed and buried on the prison grounds, and relatives told that they had tried to escape or had had epileptic fits and banged their heads against something and died. There were more blacks than whites in most of the gangs, and the blues was a way of life to them. They sang in the fields as they worked and tried to make the boss man think they were contented. But underneath the smiling faces, an angry wild animal waited patiently for a chance to strike out and destroy. Sometimes they escaped, or tried to. But in or out, the music was there, plain and simple. I know, because I was there too. And I can hear those blues just as plain today as I did 23 years ago. My name is David Allan Coe.
Some folks say he was a man of steel. Some folks say that he was not real. Done his time on the county gang. Everyone agreed he was a real man.